We are up to the pasuk of Har Mechol Gvoyis. Before we get to the explanation of this pasuk, we're going to talk about the placement of the pasuk, where it is in the Halukah. So we said last week that there's four elements. There's Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. So the previous pasuk discussed three of them. That the Meshavech Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they bring Shira to praise that Kadosh Baruch Hu, where they themselves do it, dependent on the different Rishayim, how they learn. The pasuk before had Eish, Bar and Shalig, which is Mayim, Ruach Saro is Ruach. This pasuk has the offer, the Adama, Hahar Mechog voice, that's the Adama. Now the Rekeach said that we said last week that Eish and Bar go next to each other because Shamayim is a mixture of Eish and Mayim. So since Eish and Mayim together created the Shamayim, therefore they go next to each other. Now to explain the Hemshech, why Ruach comes before Harim, why are they next to each other, why are they in disorder. So the Rekeach brings a Gemara Chagiga, that the Gemara Chagiga says, Tanner Yebezim Beis, Tanner Beis Yomer Beis, he says, other Brias, what do people should rise? They see the any dice, my rise, they don't know what they're seeing. Oimdis vein yodis, amal hein oimdis. They're standing, they don't know what they're standing at. Haaretz amal oimdis. What does the world stand on? Alamudim, shenemer, hamar gezeretz vim koimu. Amudim alamayim, shenemer lorek haaretz alamayim. Mayim alaharm, shenem alaharm, yamdu mayim. Harm beruach, shenem rek hine yoitzer harm uvoyer ruach. Ruach besar, shenem ruach sar, oisa devari. So the Gemara says that the harm are on top of ruach, and the ruach is on top of the sara. Therefore, it says the Rekeach, we put ruach sara, oisa devari, before a harm, because this is the what? The Harim are being oimed on. Now what does this mean, that the Harim are standing on top of the Ruach, which stands on top of the stormy winds? So the Mashallah says, we have to understand this entire Gemara. What does it mean, asks the Mashallah, the oil and the Brias, woe to the people, should rise any day, my rise. They see something, they don't know what they see. They're standing on something, they don't know what they're standing on. So people don't come. Scientists, philosophers, and they don't understand how the world stands and what they see. Therefore, it's woe to them. What does this mean? So the Mashal says what it means is that the world stands in the schos of a tzaddik and could be destroyed with the aveir of a rasha. The Mishnah tells us that a person should see himself in the world, mechtzal, mechtzal. If he does what mitzvah, it'll cause a tovah to the entire world. If he does what aveir chas v'shalom, it'll cause korban to the entire world. So we say, they don't know what the world stands on. And the Gemara says, what does the world stand on? Amudim. That stands for the Mashal says, the divin Amudim, the Atayrich, the Torah, Kigar, the Atayrich, the world, like the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, there's different pillars that support the world. There's Torah, there's Avayda, Gemilas Chasad. That's what the world stands on, the different pillars of support of the world. The Gemara says, after that, what are these amudim stand on alamayim and the water? Water refers to the Torah. Torah himshal alamayim, because that's the ikar amud of the world. What does the Torah stand on alaharim? Harim refers to Tamid Chacham, says the Mashal. They are compared to harim. Tamid Chacham are compared to mountains. And all them gullahs compared to aharim. That's the ikar amud of Torah comes from the Tamid Chachamim. What does the Talmud Chacham stand on? Ruach. And the Ruach Besaro, so the Marshal explains that what it means is the Talmud Chacham stands in his Ruach, his Bechira B'tayu V'ra. The man of the Talmud Chacham, the uniqueness, doesn't come from the fact that he knows a lot, that he's smart, he has a good memory, how much he knows, but it comes from the Ruach, the fact that he's Bechira B'tayu Lumas Ra. When there's a Nisayat, Ter Shamati Ba'af, the Ruach, the hardship, that he fights against it and still he learns. That is the Ruach that the world stands on, the Torah stands on, and that's what it means. that the harem, the Tamid Chum, come from the Ruach, from the fight, from the Ruach, from within, that supports the Talmud Chacham, which is the Amud of the world. So the Rekeach says, that's why we say Ruach Sahara, so the Varim before our harem, because the harem is supported on this Ruach Sahara. Now, even though the feed Dvarov borrowed Shabir Cheleg, which are supported on the harem, so they should come before that. But since they had to be, the Rekeach himself said next to the Eish, because the two of them together created Shemayim, so therefore it came earlier. So we say, Haharim v'chol Gvois. So seemingly, the simple difference between Harim and Gvois is that Harim are taller and Gvois are shorter than Mount is tall, like mountains and hills. Then Ezra says, Haharim refers to something, a har is something that has a mine of metal in it. Meharah tachzav nechayishas. Loshen Haroyim, like an Ishim Ubarit that has something within her. The Yavid says it refers to anything that has an opening, a cave even, will be a har. But it has to have something with something inside of it, either a cave, a mine, a metal. And this makes it be called a har, because it's horror, it's there's something within it, similar to Isha Horror that has the child within it. The Chog voice, Gvois are mountains or hills without any openings, without any caves, without any metals in within them. Just a plain hill of dirt of ground. Now the Rekeach says that we'll see soon, sometimes we say V'chol, sometimes we don't say V'chol. In order to say V'chol, the two things have to be similar to each other. Harim and Gvois are similar to each other, therefore we could say V'chol. But besides it, the V'chol has to be a secondary, it has to be not as Choshev, it's a Tafel so, almost. And therefore, Gvois are not as Choshev as the Harim, they're not as big, or they don't have something within it. And therefore, they're called V'chol. Eitz Pri is trees that make fruits. V'chol arozim, all the cedar woods, cedar trees. So we say v'chol because it's not as choshev as the trees that make fruits. And now the reason we say arozim, the Mefutzos Avraham says is because Gemara tells us yud mini arozim. There's 10 types of arozim. Now the reason we picked arozim more than all other types of wood, of Ilanis Rak, wood trees. Victor Miller says, because we find in the times of the Navi, the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis Shlomo, they were built with Erez. That was the fancy wood that was strong, the Choshev that they used to build with. So since it was the Choshev type of wood that was used for building of the Ilanis Rak, therefore we pick Arazim. Now the Mefarshim explained that in these Psukim, we're going to say in the order of going up, that we know there's Daimim, Tzemeach, Balchayim, Medaber. So in this pasuk we have Daimim is the harm and the gvois. The next pasuk, and then at the end of the pasuk we have Eitz Pri v'chol arozim. That's the Tzemeach, that's the things that grow. Then there's Achayim v'chol behemo. And the next pasuk, which is the Chay. And the next pasuk is Malchei Oretz v'chol umim, is the Medaber. So what does it mean? The harem and the gvois are meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So either it means the mefarshim say they should say shira, or people say shira for them. Or some mefarshim say it means their malachim say shira, because there's malachim in charge of everything. But the Miller says a different pshat. Then when we look at all these things, we see the praise of Hashem. The praise of Hashem is boil, it sticks out because of them. Because all the nefois habayra that are nicker in each and every one of these things, the fruit trees, how Hashem makes the fruit ripen, how they're delicious, how they grow, how they're protected, how the wood is good for building, how they replenish themselves. The animal kingdom, the food chain, the all ways all the different animals live, these are all things that should bring us to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they all sing forth the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because by looking at them, we see the Shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Hachayo v'chol behemo. So in many of the English Sidurim, it translates Achaya to mean beasts, V'chol Behema to mean and all cattle. Seemingly, both of these are not accurate. Because Nichal and Chaya, including in Chaya, is Ayel Tzivi Yachbar. Those are not beasts. Cattle means cows and oxen that are raised for meat. But Behema includes in it many more animals. Sheep, goats, donkeys. But the Mefarshim say that the Taicha V'chaya is animals that live in the wild. And that's why the next Ta'arazim, to show us that they live in the wild. Hachaya is animals that live in the wild, not wild animals, but animals that live in the wild. V'chol Behema means animals that live in civilization, they live amongst people. Remes. So the Rekech says that Remes does not mean Shratzim. It does not mean Shratzim, but it means animals with small legs, like a mouse maybe. Maybe he says a cat. Animals with short legs are called Remes. Sharetz refers to like ants, lizards. Remes is animals with short legs. V'tzipar kanof. We don't say v'chol, says the Rekech. We don't say remes, v'chol tzipar kanof, because those animals are not similar to the tzipar kanof, the bird with wings. Now, Victor Miller says we say v'tzipar kanof to tell you that they, from the fact that they have wings, is an added reason that they say shira takavish baruch hu, because the extra atav that they do, that there's a shira for their essence and for the added fact that they have wings. The Rekech says Vitzipa refers to the Tahar birds, Kanof refers to Tommy birds and to Arba, to the locusts, to the grasshoppers that have wings as well. Now why do we put Vitzipa Kanof last in this list? So the Yavit says that the reason is because, as we explained before, that we're going from Doimim, Tzemeach, Balchai, Medaber. So the Tzipor is somewhat between the Balchai and the Medaber. It's a Balchai, it's not a Medaber. But in this aspect of Balchai, Medaber has a similarity to the Medaber. Because there is a type of bird that talks, the parrot talks. There's a bird that talks, and therefore, in these milas that we're going up in the levels, the bird is the closest to the human, and therefore we say, Tzipor Kanof, next to people. Malchei Aretz, the rulers of the lands, V'chol Le'umim. Now Le'umim, the Mefarshim have different pshatim, either it means the nations, or it means, the Malchim says, the intellects. Others, the Shemesh Wab and others say it means like the second in commands. But if Umim means the nations, like the Yavits and others say, why is it called Umim? Why is it not called Anshel? So Victor Miller explains this because what we're saying is that when we see a king and the effect that he has on his kingdom, that itself brings to Shva, to praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we see the godless of Bar that he created a world that runs in such a way. So the Umim is the way that we say that the nation has an identity based on its nation, based on its ruler. And we see the effect of a ruler on its people through that. It's not just the people, but it's the nation, where we see more of the relationship of the ruler with the nation and the effect that it has. Sarim, the officers, v'chol shayif te'aretz, and the judges of the land. The Nadas Choshev is the Sarim, therefore they come next. Same thing as the Umim, the nation is not as Choshev as the king. Or the intellects, they're not as chashav as the king. Bachurim, v'gam besulis. So the Rekech over here says we don't say v'chol besulis, because there's bachurim and besulis, but they're not lesser than the other one, and therefore we say bachurim v'gam besulis. Now Victor Miller, Shimon Schwab, and others, they bring from the Rekech, and I'm sorry, they bring from the Sefer Chassidim, and I Kuf Samaches, that the Sefer Chassidim says, we say Bechurim Vegam Besulis, and we don't say Bechurim Im Besulis, like we say Zekeinu Im Naharim. to tell you that Bechurma Mizkula should not be together, because it could bring me the Echatz, as the Sefer Hasidim. And therefore we say Bechurim Vigam Besulis. Now the reason we stress these people, the Mefarshim explain, is the Venezra and the others, because Besulis are people that usually they're busy with beautifying themselves. They're not busy thinking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Bechurim, the young lads, they're busy with other things, having fun, maybe making a living, starting to start out of life. But they're not busy thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. These are people that are preoccupied with other things at that time of their lives. But Lasalavai, which these psukim are referring to, because we say the Machiar Tachol Umim might not be Meshabech now, but they're going to be Meshabech Lasalavai. That's when it's going to be the Arkel La'amai, Lufi Menim Shatim, the Lasalavai. So then, even the people, the psukim are telling you, even the people that have not their derech to think about these things, to be misvayin in these things, will be misvayin and come to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishael Shavar says, we say Bechurim V'gam Mesulis, because each one is going to come to their own Akara, through their own ways, through their own methods, they're going to realize different things. Rabbi Miller says, it's added in this, that the Shvach that we see from the bodies, because he doesn't want to learn it's going to last Lavi, but it's now, but it means that when you look at the maturing growth process of Bechurim and Mesulis, the way the bodies develop, that's something that brings out Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zekenim and the Arim, the elders with the young people. So the Mefarshim say that the Zekenim will teach the Arim how to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly, what they have to be Meshabech for, and how to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Yehalu Hashem Hashem, they'll be Mehal the name of Hashem, Ki Nizgav, because it's exalted. Shimon Shalom says it comes from a mixture of two words, Shagai V'Gvaya, it's powerful and great. Shmoy, his name, Levadis, and the Farshim say it means two things. Not only is Hashem great and powerful, but it's Levadai. There's nothing even comparable, there's nothing even with him, but Hashem is Levadai, and Hashem doesn't need anybody. And it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire time that we have the world, because Hashem is Nizgav Shmoy Levadai without any of us at all. Hoidoi, the Hoid, the honor of Hashem is al Eretz v'Shamayim, and the Eretz of Shemayim. The Mefarshim say the reason we say Eretz of Shemayim based on the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yabez, on the base that we say Eretz before Shemayim, because Eretz is not the derech to be mashkim, as in Shemayim. Therefore, we say Eretz before Shemayim. Ve'yarim ker la'amai. And he uplifted the chorn, but it means the pride of his for his nation. Tehillah, praise the Chol Chasida for all the Chasidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who are they, the Bnei Yisrael, I'm Kareve, to Bnei Yisrael that are carved to Hashem. So the Farshim say, I'm Kareve means that Hashem is always close to us, meaning a person can have a relative. And when the relative is rich, famous, and powerful, everybody wants to take pride in them and say that they're their relative. But when the relative is down, he's poor, he's a mavuzadik mensch, he's a person that people don't want to associate themselves with. So even if his relatives try to shake off the relationship and they don't advertise for sure, they might even deny that they're related to him. Kai Yisrael is always the Amkar of Hashem in all situations, no matter how low we are. As long as we turn to Hashem and beseech Him, Yigardol Hashem Yishlakim Kravim Melov. Rechav Yisachar says that this is the best bracha that anybody can have. The best that we can have is the Korbat Hashem. If we have the Korbat Hashem, we have everything. If we're missing the Korbat Hashem, we have nothing. The pasuk says Korbat Hashem Leitayv, and we don't have Korbat when Hashem's rachay. That's when all the problems happen. So Klai Yisrael has the ability that whenever they beseech Hashem, they turn to Hashem with sincerity, that Hashem is carved to them, they're carved to Hashem. And that's the main shvach, the main praise that Klai Yisrael has, the main tehillah, that Hashem was meraimim them. That I'm carved to Hashem at all times and all situations if they choose to be. Now, we said over that this capital, together with the last capital of the Halukas are the most chashav according to Rashi, the most important parts of Halukas. So the last capital is on the Stor, because that's the Gemara, that's the Siyum. But what's the specialty, the uniqueness about this capital? So to be mindful of a little bit of the words of the Chafetz Chaim, but the Chafetz Chaim teaches these psukim. If you don't want to learn, it's going to also Navoi. What does it mean? Vayarm Karen La'amoi. So the Magid Tzedek and Talmud the Goyin says that what it means is Hashem was Magbir Klai Yisrael on top of everything. And the pasuk in Tehillim, the Kapitel Chest says, "Tamshilei b'maisa yadecho kol shadu takas raglov." That a person is in charge of everything. It doesn't mean necessarily he's more chashur than all the people on Kriva and more chashur, but it means Hashem made the entire world the shamish bnei Adam. But the Sefer says what it means is more than that. What we're saying is, and this is the mile of this Kapitel. Just to add a little bit, like some cipher, that we're saying is in the capital that the entire universe has shears with the Shbach is like a Baruch Hu, from the smallest of creatures to the greatest of Malachim and everything in between. The Malachim of Shemayim, the Shemesh V'Yerech, which are similar to Malachim, they have Das, and Mahal, Meshabech, and Baruch Hu, to all the things on this world. And the Mepharshim say maybe it means they're Malachim. They all sing Shiras Shbach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But more than anything else, what does Hashem want? Hashem wants the Tehillos of Klal Yisrael. Hashem uplifts it, meaning Hashem gives Chashivus to the praises of Klal Yisrael more than anything else. Klal Yisrael are the Bali Bechira, and therefore their Tehillos are more Chashiv. This is what we say in the Piyutim, Rishon Yom Kippur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvachis are amongst the Malachim, and we're marrying all the malice of the Malachim. Hashem wants how the Hashem is to heal us. Hashem praises of Hashem are b'fiyam, but Hashem is receives a tefillah hilo. The Hashem wants is to heal us for the Bnei Adam, who are much smaller levels than the Malachim. We're imperfect people, but Hashem wants the tefillah coming from us because we're Bali Bechira, and therefore our tefillah, our shvachis are worth much more. And that's what we're showing in this capital, the power of the tehillos of Klal Yisrael. That even though we're not as great, we're not as perfect as everything, some of the other things that we talked about, still, our tefillos, our tehillos, our shvachis are worth much more, because we're a Bali Bechir that are choosing to go in the way of Hashem. Chav Sefer says, and that's the continuation to the next capital, that we say, Shir LaHashem Shir Chadosh. Because Dafka, the person who's not the greatest, but the person that has the Baal Bechira, so therefore it's the most Choshev Mishvach, has the Kalech HaChidush. More than the Malachim are not Baal Bechira, even though they're on a higher level, they're more perfect than humans. But since only the humans are the Baal Bechira, and they are the ones that are Oymeh Ben Isayin, to serve Hashem, and to praise Hashem, therefore the Shvach is worth more, and they have the Kalech HaChidush. And they're able to say, Shir LaHashem, Shir Chodosh.